News. I'm John Scott. President Trump granting a one-month exemption on tariffs for U.S. automakers. A day after slapping 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico, the president delaying the levies on Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis for 1 month. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the president spoke with leaders of the big three automakers. A divided Supreme Court has ruled that the Trump administration needs to release frozen foreign aid. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
By a 5-4 vote, the High Court rejected an emergency appeal from the Trump administration and reinstated a lower court order to release nearly $2 billion in frozen foreign aid. But it was not clear how quickly money would start flowing. Justices told the lower court judge to clarify his earlier order that required the quick release of aid to pay nonprofit groups and businesses for work that had already been done. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump said in a speech to Congress last night that Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky had written to him to say he appreciates U.S. support and is ready to sign a deal that would ensure future American support. BBC correspondent James Waterhouse.
President Zelensky has reiterated what he called Ukraine's commitment to peace and appears to have offered a big olive branch to Donald Trump by saying, "My team and I stand ready to work under President Trump's strong leadership to get a peace that lasts." He even suggested specifics that an early peace process stage could involve prisoner of war exchanges, bans on drone attacks, and even a naval truce in the Black Sea. President Zelensky had been applauded by some for standing his ground against Donald Trump in the Oval Office last week. But today, not least with the pausing of US aid, he seemed to want to dial down the temperature of a debate which could decide the fate of his country.
This is SRN News. A prayer campaign against a suicide bill.
The British Parliament is considering a measure that would allow people to take their own lives with the help of a doctor, and Christian Concern wants to stop it. The UK-based ministry is urging believers to mark Lent by joining in a prayer campaign for a no vote on the bill. During the 40 days of Lent, Christians are being asked to spend 1 minute a day asking God to derail the legislation, which critics say would end up pressuring the old and the disabled to kill themselves. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Census Bureau is seeking permission to delete questions about so-called gender identity from a monthly survey. The agency says the request is being made to align with President Trump's order to strip federal money from programs that promote gender ideology. The statistical agency has canceled a spring meeting for an advisory committee that was set up to provide guidance for the 2030 census. This is SRN News. The EU wants to protect its production of EVs from global competitors.
On electric vehicles, there's fierce competition from China, but also the US. European manufacturers are hampered by high costs for converting plants and high wage bills. Then there are potential tariff wars looming, both with the US and China. EU Commissioner Séjourné calls it a pivotal moment. The Commission is proposing protectionist measures, including a law that will stipulate that electric cars sold in the EU must use a certain amount of European components.
That's BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt. A city in northwestern Pakistan observing a day of mourning a day after a twin suicide bombing targeted a military base and killed 18 people, including five soldiers. A militant group linked with the Pakistani Taliban claiming responsibility for the bombing in Banu, which also wounded 42 people. More details at SRNNews.com.